Okay, today's daf is Brachas Daf Mem, and today we're going to talk about a topic that comes up in both Mishnayos on today's daf, and that's related to the Bracha of Shahakol. The Bracha of Shahakol Nehiyeh Bidvaro. The Mishnah tells us here on Daf Mem, Amad Aleph, Birich Alperos Ilan Berepri Adama Yatza, Yalperos Arz Berepri Eiz Lo Yatza. If somebody says a more or less inclusive Bracha, Yotzi or not Yotzi, if I make a Berepri Adama on a fruit, so then I am Yotze, Bidi Evet, because ultimately a fruit grows from the ground as well. Gemara continues and says, brings in Hilchas Bikurim. But if somebody makes a Bari Pri Ha'etz on a vegetable, so then Lo Yatza. And the Gemara goes into what the definition is between a fruit versus a vegetable. You know, does it have a tree the entire year and just the fruit grows back, or the entire tree disappears in the winter? That was in the continuation. But then the Mishnah says, V'al Kulam, Im Amar Shahakol Nehiyeh Bidvaro, Yatza. If somebody says on anything, Shahakol Nehiyeh Bidvaro, so then one is Yotze, their mitzvah, of making a bracha as well. So we're going to talk a little bit about the nature of this this type of bracha. How is Berachas Shahakol a all-inclusive? And it's only a bidyevet. Right, we know it's only if you're not supposed to make a shakol, we're not supposed to make a shakol. That we already had back at the beginning of the parak. If you remember, the Gemara quoted earlier on Daf Lamed Hey, the beginning of the parak, that in the context of making sure that you make a bracha, the Gemara said back on Daf Lamed Hey, Aleph Taner Rabbanan, Asur Lo Adam She'enem in Olam Hazeh Belo Bracha. It's also for a person to get benefit from the world, eating, drinking, smelling, without a bracha. And if somebody gets benefit from this world without making a bracha first, so then one ki'ilu violates the isra of me'ila, of benefiting from something belonging to God without asking permission, without getting rishus. That's why one has to make the bracha. That's why we make a bracha before we eat. Maita kante. So if you didn't make a bracha, how do you fix it? Yelech etzel chacham. Go to a rabbi. So ask the Gemara. How does that help? That's a different religion. What is he going to do for you? You know, you already made a bracha without eating without a bracha. How is the rabbi going to help you? Right, now go to a rabbi originally to learn Hilchas Brachos, so that one wouldn't violate Me'ila. What do you mean, wouldn't violate Me'ila? You go to Rabbi originally, so Rabbeinu Yonah there said that you have to learn the appropriate bracha. You can't just say, I'm not going to learn Hilchas Brachos, I'll just make a shakol on everything. No, that's a real bidi'evet. You know, lechatchila, one is supposed to, you know, do what one can in order to say the appropriate bracha, and not just bidi'evet, figure out exactly what I'm going to say, even though it would be yotze. There are some number of the achronim, the Mereshes Moshe here quotes a number of achronim, Rabbi Moshe and others, that if somebody doesn't know, but he should know, and he makes a shakol and said, there's a ksas, there's still a ksas me'ila. One's not giving the most appropriate praise of God that one can, and therefore he quotes here from Rabbi Moshe, Shamavarch shakol al min sheyesh lo bracha bifnei atzma, yesh bo ze ksas inyan shel me'ila. And therefore one has to make sure that one only relies on shakol in a bidyevet situation. But either way, that's what the Mishnah says on our daf, that if somebody makes a shahakol on anything, one is yotze. And the Mishnah on Amud Beis also brings up shahakol, right? And these are items where one is supposed to say shahakol. Valdavar she'en gidulo min ha'aretz, omer shahakol ni'e b'varo. And something that does not grow from the ground, meat and chicken and the like, so then one makes a shahakol on that. There's no other bracha that is associated with those types of foods, as we will see. The Gemara does quote a machlokes amoraim between Rav Huna and Rav Yochanan. What about on wine and bread? Bidi evet. You can use shahakol on almost all foods. What about wine and bread? Does the shahakol work on those bidi evet? That's a machlokes. Itmar Rav Huna amar chutz min apas umin ayayin. Rav Huna says it does not work on bread and wine. Bread and wine, shahakol does not work. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, we paskin, it does work. Afilu pas v'yayin. But the evidence, even bread and wine, shahakol could cover, and then the Gemara goes through into maybe this is a machlokas tanoim, which maybe if we have time later we'll read through. But that's a machlokas. Interesting, what's that machlokas about? Why would you say shahakol works or doesn't work on bread and wine? They're more special foods, that's true, but why would you say it works or not? So let's hold off in a minute. The Pnei Yeshua here comments that v'nira, again, not based on the Rishonim, the lamaid meheit lamaid skinan, dikar taima de Rav Huna, Haina mishum de lo mitkar shmei de pas v'yayin. Rav Huna's shita that says that you cannot use make a shahakol on bread or wine. The Gemara ultimately says because Chazal we're not misakin it here. Im kein mehay taima gufa hu adin afilu amar al pas v'yayin borei priha adama or borei priha eitz nami lo yatsa. The Gemara doesn't say this. The Gemara says only the shakal is the only question. What if I made a bari priya dama on bread? What if I made a bari priya eats on wine? So the Gemara says, the Pnei Yeshua says, you would also not be yotze. Demaishna, because what's the difference? Whenever an Achron says maishna, you know someone else out there might say shna vishna. Yes, it is very different. But the Pnei Yeshua in our Gemara says, just like Rav Huna says you can't make a shahakal on bread and wine, you also cannot make a Bari Priya Dam or Priya Eitz. You have to be very specific. That bracha only Hagafen and Hamotzi. Ela Hadanaka Begamara Plutayu Abercha Shahakol. Why does it say it is about Shahakol if you wouldn't allow any of the other ones either? Lahodiacha Kocha de Rabbi Yochanan to teach me the Chiddush of Rabbi Yochanan that even Shahakol works on wine and bread. But according to Rav Huna, that Shahakol doesn't work, the other brachas also would not work. So is that a Davar Pashat? Is that simple that we would say, like the Pnei Yeshua says, that according to Rav Huna, none of the other brachas would work? Or is there something different? Maybe one could, there's room to suggest otherwise. So, this is getting us into a little bit the sugya of Shahakal. A couple of other questions regarding this bracha. We had on yesterday's daf, the Gemara said 2 days ago, yesterday's, Lamechesim Abeis, Lamechesim Aleph. The Gemara quoted a story, Rabbi Yirmi and Rabbi Zera. The Gemara quoted on the bottom line on Lamechesim Abeis, Amar le Rabbi Yirmi le Rabbi Zera, Rabbi Yochanan, hechi mevarech al zayis maliach. How did Rabbi Yochanan make a bracha on a salted olive? Why? Kivan to shakila legarine, batzer le shiura. Since once you took out the pit, you probably didn't eat the pit of the olive, so if you don't have a pit, then it's less than a kezias, obviously, because a kezias is a kezias. If you take out the middle of the kezias, it's less than a kezias. So how did he make a bracha? Where the Gemara earlier quoted that Rabbi Yochanan ate a zayis maliach ubirech alav tchila basof and make a bracha before and after the olive. So asks Rabbi Yirmi to Rabbi Zeir, how did he do that? Wasn't there too little of a shear for a bracha? And the Gemara answers, it was a very large olive. So even if you take out the pit, so then still you have enough olive in the flesh of the olive in order to make a bracha on it. Misavres kezayis gadol beinan, kezayis beinoni beinan. Right, it says beinoni, as the Gemara quotes the Mishnah in Kalim, which talks all about shiurim, zayis she'amru, lo katam, lo gadol, ela beinoni. The kezayis that you usually need is an average olive. So if you eat a big olive, then even if you take out the pit, so it is okay. Which bracha is this Gemara talking about? The Pashtus of the Gemara, Rashi and Tosfos, both say we're talking about a bracha achrona. Bracha rishona, there's no minimum amount. Even if I'm going to eat a tiny drop, I'm going to taste something, I still make a bracha rishona, a bracha before I eat the food. The only question about the shear is the bracha afterwards. And that's what Rashi says here, and Tosfos also expands upon it. Let's read Tosfos. Hainu dafka bebracha shala acharav to be eaten on shear. Of course, this Gemara is only about the bracha after you eat food. Then you have to figure out, did I eat a kezias, did I eat a revius? How much should I eat for a bracha achrona? But beforehand, aval bebracha shalafanav, but the bracha before we eat, afilu pachos mikashir, even if I eat a tiny amount, da aser lehanos ba'olam azeh below bracha, because I'm not allowed to get benefit from the world without a bracha. Bein le'inyin achila, bein le'inyin shtia, eating or drinking. Even if I want to take a tiny sip of wine, a tiny sip of water, you have to make a bracha beforehand. Aval bebracha shala acharav be'inan shir mali lugmav. But afterwards, for drinking, you need a cheekful, and for foods, one needs a kezayis. Al kein yishli zar lishtos mikosh shal bracha mali lugmav k'dei sheyivarech l'acharav me'ein gimel bracha. That's why if somebody's drinking, somebody passes around a koshal bracha, right? It's after a sheva bracha, it's after whatever it is. If you drink a little bit, if you want to get a bracha achrona, you have to drink a mali lugmav. You have to drink a cheekful in order to be mechayiv yourself into Gimel Brachos. Fine, so you read that Gemara, you don't think it's so controversial. What's the question? Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah on that Gemara that we just had, Rabbeinu Yonah says, it's talking about Bracha Rishona. Bracha Rishona. Bracha Rishona, how could you have that on Bracha Rishona? Says Rabbeinu Yonah here, on Chav Zayin Amabez, in the Daf Arif. B'Gemara Parach, Lama Birach Alav L'Basof, Aluk Shotzi Garin, Lo Yishar Sham Shir Kezayis, Ube Pachos Mi Kezayis, Lo Hayelo Levarech Ela Lefanav, Birchas Shahakol. Kedei shelo yehena min olam hazeh b'lo bracha. Wow, what does Rabbeinu Yonah say? If I eat less than a shear, of course you have to make a bracha beforehand. But you don't make the specific bracha, like hadama or ha'eitz. If I'm going to eat a tiny drop of an apple, a little bit, you don't make a ha'eitz, you make a shahakol. Well, what does that mean? The iman of shach. If it requires a bracha, you should say the bracha that you're supposed to say. If it doesn't require a bracha, then you shouldn't say any bracha. What's this pshara, that if you eat pachas b'kashir, so then you say a shahakol? We don't pasuk this way. What's Rabbi Yonah talking about? Why should you say a shahakol if there's no chiyuv bracha? There is a chiyuv bracha. Why shouldn't you say the bracha that's appropriate? Or a second question we had at the beginning of our parak on Daf Lamed Hema Beis. We had the case about drinking oil. The Gemara went into what happens if somebody drinks oil. So Gemara said, drinking oil, isn't that really bad for you? Isn't that dangerous? No, yeah, and the pashas was, you don't make a bracha on drinking oil. So what was the discussion of making ha'eitz on oil? So Gemara ended up saying, it's where you use it as a dip, or you use it as a main ingredient in a dip. If I have a dip with the main ingredient is going to be oil, and that's the ikkar, getting into ikkar and tafel, then you make a bracha. But the Gemara along the way said that if I'm drinking oil, that's mazik me, l'chora, you wouldn't make the normal bracha. Says the Gemara, shemen zayis mevarchan lo bar pri ha'eitz. Remember, the Gemara said, oil, you make a bar pri ha'eitz. So it usually doesn't come up, who's drinking made oil? But hey, chidami, ilay metakashasile, if I'm mamish drinking the oil straight, azuki mazikle. So you're damaging yourself, you're hurting yourself. And therefore what? So we're influenced by Rashi. Rashi says, and therefore there's no bracha. There's no bracha. If I'm doing something that's mazik myself, I don't make a bracha. Rashi, ve'ein zu achila sh'teuna bracha. De'gabe bracha v'achalta ksiv. You don't make a bracha. And how do you know? The Gemara quotes a halacha from Hilchos Achilas Truma. The Tanya, Hashos Hashemen Shal Truma, if Yisrael drinks Truma oil, Yisrael is not allowed to, b'mezid is b'sabit shemayim, b'shogeg, I have to pay back the kohen, along with 25%, a chomesh. So Hashos Hashemen Shal Truma, mishali mesakerim, and mishali mesachomesh. If I drank Shemen Shal Truma, I have to pay the principal, because it's as if I damaged it at least. I don't pay the chomesh, because that's not called a drinking. If I smear my arm with truma oil, then I even have to pay the chomesh, because that's normal consumption. That's normal usage of the oil. But what does the Gemara say? It's not called an achil, therefore you don't make a bracha. Look in the Rambam. The Rambam in Ilchos Brachos talks about drinking oil. The Rambam says, Aval, perakhes halacha beis, aval imshasa hashemen levado, o shalo hayachoshish begrono, mivarech alav, shahakol. The Rambam says, the Gemara's question isn't that if you're mazik, you don't make any bracha. If you're mazik, you don't make a bray for a eitz, but you make a shahakol. Shaharei lo nene b'tam ha-shemen. Because after all, you didn't get appropriate, normal hana'ah from the shemen. Right? And that's the Rambam, the Kesef Mishnah. Tema, tekimen tazuki mazik, ein levarei chalav. What's the Rambam talking about? You don't make a bracha if you're drinking plain oil. V'chein pirish rashi. V'chein kasav arivzal. He quotes the tour argues on the Rambam. But what's the svar for the Rambam? For the Rambam that you make a shahakol on a davar hamazik. So again, Rabbi Yonah says you make a shahakol on pachos mikashir. The Rambam says you make a shahakol on a davar hamazik. We might not paskin like his opinions, but it's pointing us to somewhere. The Rambam, by the way, parenthetically, in Hilchos Trumos, right, doesn't make it any better. The Rambam in Hilchos Trumos says, if I drink oil, then I don't pay the chomesh, just like the Gemara says. The problem is the Gemara still seems to link them. The Gemara says that just like you wouldn't pay the chomesh to the Kohen, because it's not called an eating, so too you don't make a bracha on it. The Rambam paskins, you don't pay the chomesh, so he seems to agree it's not called an eating. So why would you make any bracha? Why would you say a shahakol? Right, that's the problem with the Rambam. And one final question, and then we'll hopefully suggest an answer. Tosfos in a few dot from now. Tosfos Mem Gimel Amud Aleph. Gemara there talks about the bracha of Reach. We know not only is eating, drinking require a bracha, but also the bracha on a beautiful scent. You make a bracha. So the Tosfos talks about what if I'm not sure which bracha to make, because the Gemara talks about when we atzei besamim, borei isvei besamim, all different types. So we say generally the all-inclusive borei minei besamim. That includes all different types. Even though sometimes there's an atzei, and that's what the post can say. Amosi Shabbos for sure, so it's not confusing, but Abdallah always say the more inclusive, I make a borei minei besamim. But Tosva says, misha holich bebayis sheisha besamim. What if I'm in a room that has many different spices? I'm not sure which bracha to make. I'm not sure which, what is this from, items that grow, atzei, isvei, v'yesha minei besamim shemeiriach bohem. U'mesafkale imi min eitz, imi min adamahu. Yesh mefarshim, Tosva says, shemevarach shakol niyeh bevaro. Make a shahakol. Make a shahakol on a couple of smells. Because you're not sure. Because the Mishnah said on our daf, v'yalkulan ebirach shakol yatsa. It says alkulan. Alkulan includes even smells. That's unbelievable. Tosus quotes this day that if you're not sure which bracha to make on smells, make a shakal. That's what we would paskin. You make berbine besamim. But Tosus has a day you make a shakal on a couple of different smells. So what is going on here? So again, there's other questions, but first let's suggest, again, a number of achronim talk about Rav Rosenzweig, my Rebbe in the Sefer Yibol HaYovlos that was put out a couple of years ago, has the following suggestion that when we think about the bracha of shahakol, the question is, so why is it all inclusive? Why is it the bracha that's a catch-all? So one might say that quantitatively, it's the most inclusive. Right, just like you have a Bori Pri Ha'etz, which is pretty specific, and Bori Pri Adama, which is even more inclusive. Shahakol is even more inclusive. There's only a quantitative jump between shahakol and the others. Or one might say different. One might say shahakol is a different type of bracha. The other brachos Chazal enacted specifically for a certain type of food, and it relates to the chefsa shel ochel. It relates to the food. Mizonos, ha'etz, ha'adama. That's how Chazal enacted it. Shahakol maybe is a different type of bracha. It does not relate to the food itself. Rather, it relates to the hanas agavra. It relates to the person more than the food. And even if the food does not, let's say, fit a certain standard that would require a bracha, but I'm still getting some type of benefit. And if I'm getting any type of benefit, then I have to be matir. And I have to recognize, obviously, that benefit that I'm getting from God before I eat, and that's how shahakol is a qualitatively different type of bracha. It's not related to the food. Maybe that's Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah says, mitzah the food, you're not having enough of a shir. Bracha Rishona, maybe. It's not really me'ilah. It's not called an eating if I'm eating half of a kezias. And therefore, I'm not going to make a bracha of ha'etz or ha'adama. But you're still getting some benefit. And if I'm getting some benefit, I have to make a shahakol. Shahakol relates to ha'aras ha'gavra. Or the Rambam. If I'm damaging myself, I'm drinking oil, that's not called a drinking or an eating. That's why Hilchos Trumos. That's not called a drinking. You don't make it, you're not chayav the chomesh, by definition. Is my body getting any type of nourishment from this? I'm still getting some type of nourishment. So maybe I'd still make a bracha. Still make a bracha. I didn't bring it, but it could relate to the Machlokas Rambam Raivit about whether you make a bracha on a piece of treif. If somebody's eating not kosher, because they're not so into kashrus, but Hilchos Brachas, they're very makbid on. Do you make a bracha on something not kosher? That's the Machlokas between the Rambam and the Raivit, to remember exactly whether this fits into that Machlokas. But either way, if you get nourishment, the Rambam says that you'd make a shahakol. And finally, the Tosfos in Mem Gimel. Right? If somebody walks and doesn't know what bracha to make on the spices, make a shahakol. Because it doesn't have to do with the food or the item itself, it has to do with the person. And if the person is getting benefits, so then one would make a shahakol. One more point, and then we'll get back to our Gemara to finish it up with a punchline. There's a tshuva of the Maharach or Zarua, the son of the Or Zarua, in Simen Lamed Ches. The following discussion. What if somebody is eating something at the beginning of the meal, not really because they want to eat it, but it's kind of to whet the appetite, to get the juices going. It's a tafel. It's not an ikar. Al garine haperis. They used to eat these types of seeds of fruit. Mavarchan alei barbriya eats venerally d'dafka k'shochol l'shem achila. Says the Maharach HaZarua, if I'm eating these seeds of a fruit because I like them, I'm eating watermelon seeds, I'm eating whatever seeds, edible seeds, you make the bracha that's appropriate. Aval amochlam l'shem mituk. If I'm just eating them to sweeten my palate, kederach she'ochlin garini gud gedonios, when somebody eats, I don't know, seeds of cherries, kedesha yehe arev lo lishtos achareihem, so that afterwards, your palate will be already awake, in order to enjoy what you're going to eat afterwards, ein mevarchan aleihem ela shahakol. You make a shahakol on those. Wow, that's unbelievable. And this is quoted in the Ramah. The Ramah quotes this in Hilchos Berachos Aperos, Reish Yud Beis. Reish Yud Beis, we're going to get to this in a couple of days, Ikar and Tafel. The Ramah says, im ha-tafel chaviv alav, let's say I'm eating an Ikar and a Tafel. I have a main part of my food and a Tafel. But if you like the Tafel, mavarech alav, v'yacharkach mavarech al-Ikar, then you make a bracha, he says, on the Tafel first, because if you make a bracha on the Ikar, then you're done. You don't make any more bracha on the Tafel. But what happens if I'm eating the tafel? When do you make a bracha on only the ikar and not the tafel? If you're eating the ikar at the same time or first? So then you make a bracha on the ikar. If you're eating, cereal and milk, you make a bracha on the cereal and you don't make a bracha on the milk. What happens if I have a cup of milk before I eat the cereal? What if there's too much milk, I pour too much milk in, so it's going to get soggy, so I want to drink some of the milk before I start eating the cereal. So I'm going to drink the milk first. You make a shahakol. You make a shahakol there. What if the tafel is not a drink? What if that was not a drink? I'm having chicken and broccoli, and the chicken is the ikar, and the broccoli is the tafel. I'm eating it really for the chicken, but I have a piece of broccoli first. So then what? Says the Ramah, avalam ochel ha-tafel t'chila, kagot sherotza lishtos, verotza lechol t'chila, kadei shelo yishta liba deregna, mevarech ala ochel t'chila, afal pi shehu tafel l'shtia, ve'ena mevarech alav rak shahakol, hol v'hu tafel l'davar acher. He quotes this from the Tshuvas Hadeshin, he quotes this from the Marachar Zarua, that if you're eating a tafel before, the drink happens to be a shahakol anyway, but if I'm eating a tafel before I eat an ikar, I make a shahakol. Wow. So that's pretty amazing. Why is that? Make the chicken and broccoli. The rabbi would say maybe you make a shakal on the broccoli. Why? It's a hadama. Again, the answer is because there, once it's tafel, once it's secondary, so that it could be that, it loses its status as the chefsa shel ochel, as the unique status, and that's why you're only going to make a shakal on the, bracha on your benefit, but not on the food. Again, that's a discussion. The post can wonder whether we paskin fully like that, Ramah. But either way, now back to our daf. So now we have the machlokas and the comment of the Pnei Yeshua. The Pnei Yeshua said, well, when Rafuna says you can't make a shakal on bread or wine, you also can't make hadama or ha'etz, because after all, you have to make the specific bracha. But according to this idea, maybe it's not so simple. Because shahakol, maybe wine and bread, what's the issue? What does Rav Huna say? Wine and bread, the objects, the chefsa shel ochel is too unique and too special. You have to relate to it. You can't just make a bracha on hanas agavra. And that's why shahakol will be inappropriate for those two. But maybe the other ones that are in the same category of bracha, hadama eis, maybe that would be okay. Maybe. Or not. Maybe that's good for the machlokas between Rav Huna and Rav Yochanan. Rav Huna says you can't use pas and wine. You can't make hashakol on bread or wine because it's a different type of bracha. Maybe Rav Yochanan, who says that it does work, maybe he rejects this whole idea. Maybe shakol is just a quantitatively more inclusive, as Rav Ozdeik formulated it. Is it a bracha koleles or a bracha klali? If it's a bracha koleles, that is the most inclusive, right? And it's just a quantitative jump. But if it's a bracha klali, it's more of a qualitative, different type of bracha, and that would explain all of these differences. Again, lamaisa, shahakol we only make on if we don't know the bracha. Obviously, there's these unique circumstances, but general, the shahakol is a beautiful, amazing bracha, but we should only say it where we're supposed to say it, like it says on the back on Amud Beis, on something that's ein gidula minaris. You make a shahakol. Just to end with the Abu Drum. The Abu Drum, I think we mentioned this in the past. Abu Drum says, why do we make a shahakol? Why is that the only bracha that doesn't have a bore in it? Bore Hashem created. Bore minei mezonos. Bore pri adama. Shakol nieh bedvaro. So he quotes in Hilchos Berachos Shahakol, page Shin Lamed in Maya Abdram. He quotes this from Rav Asher Mei Lunel, because Shahakol includes meat. And animals weren't created for food consumption. Animals were created with Das HaKadosh Baruch Hu only after the Teva and the Chet. Right, that's when things change. But you can't say a bore for the bracha on meat, because animals weren't nivra, weren't created for that. So that's why you have to say a shahakol, a different bracha, and that's why you don't have the bore in it. Kivish etiknu tamadvei brachazu al davar sheingdulu min haaretz kagon balei chayim v'chayotze behen ein lomer lem bore sheikur briasam lo lakachaisa v'raya lo davar sheadam rishon shelo huter lo basar achila. Adam wasn't allowed to eat meat, and therefore it's the machlokas rishonim. What if it died by itself? But Abu Drab is holding that he couldn't eat, and therefore that's why there's no bore. Either way, this takes us a little bit regarding the bracha of shahakol. By the show, we'll get back onto a regular schedule. in the next couple of days. Okay, we'll stop here.